news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Have more showers on the way, says Dr. Bill, although relatively clean scan of radar right now. One small shower out in the bay off Alabama Port, but more rain on the way. Details coming up with Dr. Bill. 74 now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident on Moffett Road between Forest Cove Drive and Southern Beach Road Extension. You've got wreckers on the scene already. From Airport, Spring Hill to off into Moffett, 65. No major backups or delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing at 30 minutes or less. With no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Tonight, Bo Begginson, Nexus Cinema.
That's right.
Auburn Tiger Radio Show.
It was awesome last week, our first week at Nexus Cinema for the Auburn Tigers Radio Show, and tonight I'm sure it will be even better.
A las 7 o'clock tonight at Nexus. We'll see you there. Now time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We're talking elections this morning as we're one step closer to voting in our next gubernatorial race. And donations for both Governor Kay Ivey and Mayor Walt Maddox continue to pour in. For September, the Ivey campaign reports contributions of $25,000 each from the Alabama Realtors Association Political Action Committee and the Alabama Farmers Federation Political Action Committee, and $25,000 each from the Alabama Power Company State Employees PAC, the Alabama Medical Association PAC, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, Drummond Company, and Protective Life Corporation. Ivey campaign has now raised a total of $5.6 million since they began fundraising in August of 2017. As for Maddox, the Democratic nominee, they've raised $1.7 million through the end of August for their campaign. The Maddox campaign has reported spending $1.3 million and a reported balance of $476,000 on August the 31st. The next monthly campaign reports are due October the 2nd. Now to our nation's capital, and the question is whether or not Jeff Sessions should step down as Attorney General. According to a new poll conducted by Hill.tv and Harris X Polling Company, it found 21% of Republicans think President Donald Trump should fire Sessions, the former Alabama senator, from his post as Attorney General. 19% think Sessions should resign. 40% of Republicans surveyed said they were unsure about Sessions, while 20% believe he should remain on the job. Now, across the aisle, 23% of Democrats thought Sessions should resign, compared to 6% who believe President Trump should fire his attorney general. 38% thought Sessions should remain on the job, and 32% just were not sure. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733-251-4TREE.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More testimony this morning in the Mary Rice murder trial. Rice is accused in a multi-state murderous crime spree that began with deaths of Alicia Greer and Jacqueline Moore at a motel in Milton, Florida. Rice's defense team claims Rice was being held against her will by a man named Billy Boyette, who the defense insists was the mastermind behind the week of crimes. Boyette shot and killed himself as police closed in on the pair in Georgia. A murder suspect is in custody this morning after a manhunt in Clark County. 20-year-old Xavier Scott is accused of killing a woman from Huntsville. Chief Deputy Virgil Chapman negotiated with Scott's family and talked him into surrendering. A homeowner defends his property shooting at a potential intruder. Happened yesterday on Haggerty Lane just off Highway 78 in Mobile County. A woman tells News 5 someone threw a brick through the window of her father's home. The intruder then raised the window but was greeted by gunfire from the homeowner.
Your home's supposed to be your safe place. You know, you just have to keep praying and go on.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
What can give you free access to science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs, educational apps, in-person and virtual homework help, or tech workshops? It's your library card, one of the most cost-effective back-to-school supplies, and they're free. Children who read in the home and who use the library perform better in school and use the library as a source for lifetime learning. Find out how to get yours with a visit to the Daphne Library or online at daphnelibrary.org.
All right, 713 FM Talk 1065, Mobile Mornings. Remember, streaming online, fmtalk1065.com. Also on your smartphone through the TuneIn Radio app, a free download for Android or iPhone users. Go to, of course, iTunes or Google Play and download it today. All right, time for Auburn Sports Today. Sports from the Plains brought to you by Papa Murphy's and JP Services.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's game day for Auburn volleyball at Mississippi State.
One of the things that they've always been is a scrappy team. You know, they've got a lot of new players. So kind of trying to get a feel for exactly what they're going to do is a little bit tough. But I look at it a little bit more about, you know, if we can be a little bit more disciplined defensively. I think that'll be our biggest priority. Obviously, they're, you know, every team is going to do a little bit different things, have little wrinkles that they throw in. But bottom line, we've got to just be better at what we do, I think, this week.
That's head coach Rick Nold. Tonight's match starts at 6 in Starkville. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Gus Malzahn previews Auburn football's homecoming opponent, Southern Miss.
They're eighth in the country in passing yards, a quarterback and receivers. They're very impressive. Defensively, they're ninth in total defense. They play extremely hard. They put a lot of pressure on the offense and a very well-coached team. And Coach Hobson's a guy that when he was at Alcorn State and I was at Arizona State, we played against each other, so we do know each other. Fairly well.
The Tigers and Golden Eagles kick just after 3 p.m. Saturday at Jordan-Hare. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Hey, Tiger fans. For fun or business, JP Services will take care of any screen printing, embroidery, or promotional products needed for your next event. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com. Whether you're looking for specific promotional items or just browsing for ideas to motivate your staff, MyTailgateStoreOnline.com is your website. No order is too big or too small, and turnaround is quick. Personalized gifts are a great way to thank a customer. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com or call Jan at JP Services, 605-8573. That's 605-8573. Three. Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department there in Moffitt Road between Forest Cove Drive and Southern Beach Road Extension, right by the Piggly Wiggly, moving an accident out of the roadway. And we're seeing heavier traffic starting to build now from Dolphin Airport to Moffitt and 65. Still westbound lanes of I-10 look good coming in from the Eastern Shore. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The five meat stuffed pizza is just $12. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 718 FM Talk 106.5, heading Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. So yesterday, about 12:15, get the first email of the revised Mobile City Council budget, where they taken the mayor's budget and made some tweaks to it. A story from Cassie Fambro over at MyNBC 15 says the city council approved the 2019 budget this afternoon, focused on citizen priorities and keeping Mobile on the path to progress. The balanced budget restores level funding to the Mobile Public Library and performance contracts and includes a 5% raise for public service employees. Vice President and Acting President of the Mobile City Council, LaVon Mansi, said this budget is a true reflection of our city's priorities. It is fiscally sound while keeping our focus on citizens' priorities and Mobile on the path to progress. So some of the adjustments that we've linked through on our three big things you can see on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. You can see some of the line items here. Reallocation of nearly $500,000 to level fund the Mobile Public Library system. Reallocation of nearly $200,000 to restore level funding for performance contracts. $152,000 of reallocation in support of the HBCU bowl game. $240,000 for key positions and projects in parks and recreation. A reallocation of $750,000 for maintenance and key capital projects at Ladd Stadium. That's pretty interesting there. Believe me, there'll be a lot of talk about this in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, reallocation of funds for a 5% raise for public service employees. And then you had a response yesterday from Mayor Sandy Stimson, and said, who said, we were surprised the city council's decision to vote on the budget today and blindsided by many of the changes they introduced. There was no public conversation on any of these cuts the council imposed, leaving the rest of us to deal with the consequences of their actions. By cutting funding to Gulf Quest, that was one of the reallocations, the city now will be thrown into default on many of the grants tied to the museum. There will be severe financial repercussions at both the federal and local level, possibly affecting other federal grants received by the city. We're pleased that the council chose to support the administration's decision to improve the pay for our public works employees. While the council claimed credit for the 5% raise, the fact is the administration proposed the increase of more than $800,000 to go towards pay raises. So the mayor saying they said $800,000, council said $750,000. So actually less money.
coming from the council's budget.
Drama.
Yes, it's drama, and lots to talk about on that. 7:20, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More jobs are coming to our area now that the Mobile County Commission and Mobile City Council have approved $500,000 in support for a warehouse project expected to bring 55 jobs to our area. The Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce says the net tax benefits over the next 20 years are expected to be $2.4 million for the county, $2.1 million for the city, $6.9 million for Mobile County Public Schools, and $2 million for the state. On Tuesday, the Alabama State Port Authority and MTC Logistics released information confirming that MTC had purchased property where it plans to build, quote, a state-of-the-art international temperature-controlled distribution center focused on both import and export cargo. According to the draft project agreement, the companies expect to make a capital investment of about $58 million, and that the facility will employ about 55 people at an average annual wage of at least approximately $47,000. The city and county will pay up to $250,000 apiece to reimburse the company work, and the company will pay any amount over $500,000. And this morning, we now know a former prime minister will be in our area to support all things education. Tony Blair, the former prime minister of the United Kingdom, will be in Montgomery. He's going to be the keynote speaker at Faulkner University's annual benefit dinner on October the 4th. The 65-year-old served as prime minister of the UK from 1997 to 2007. Donald Trump Jr. spoke at Faulkner's benefit dinner last year. Proceeds from this dinner go to support student scholarships at Faulkner, which is described as a private Christian liberal arts university based in Montgomery. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not. Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her. Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me. No, no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
724 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to hear Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Doc's in just about another 12 minutes with a look at the rest of the week's forecast. We'll look forward to the weekend and we'll talk the tropics. You looked at your credit card statement lately? Been shocked by that interest rate? You know interest rates are going up on all kind of money, let alone unsecured debt, right? Well, you could actually roll your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate. You like that? Yeah, me too. Folks over at Lightstream offering credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. And get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Now, Lightstream believes people with good credit, well, y'all deserve a great interest rate and no fees, and that's how they make it happen for you over at Lightstream.com. And you can get a special discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, S-U-L-L-I-V as in victory, A-N. The only way to get the discount, Lightstream.com/Sullivan. Website, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, a couple stories here that I want to get to. Maybe not the hardest of the hard-hitting stories from this morning, although we'll get back into the discussion of city council versus the mayor and the budget for this coming fiscal year. We'll also talk more about the Kavanaugh proceedings, and we will get into this. There's a couple things. This gun story, the shooting story of an elderly couple in their home, somebody throwing a brick, knocking out the window. Homeowner responds with hot lead.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that story here in just a little bit. Also, if you want to check out what's top and trending out there, you can always go to our website, fmtalk1065.com, and check out the three big things. Also, that Bama Bayou development project gets Orange Beach approval. We'll talk about that as well. But then there are these stories here. Number one, I just want to give you a stat here from the New York Post.
Okay.
The average cat person, do you know a cat person? Not just somebody who has a cat. There's a difference. There's like people have a cat, and then there's cat people.
Like lots of cats?
Well, yeah. I mean, not like Natasha Kinski and Cat People. That was an old movie.
I don't think I really know any cat people.
If you've been on the internet, you watched a cat video. If you have been on the internet in your life, you've watched a cat video.
Uh-huh.
But if you've been on the internet and you love cats, then apparently you watch an absurd number of cat videos. According to a new survey, ding, 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 average cat person checks out, there's no way here, checks out 725 cat videos and pictures per year.
Why?
Okay, remember, 365 days a year.
That's two a day.
The average, not the overachiever, the average cat person checks out 725 cat videos and pictures per year. Assuming you started around 2007 when social media and cat mania really took off, that would bring you up to nearly 8,000 videos by now. Survey also found that 38% of cat owners own a cat calendar. So there you go. Just some stats, some news you can use.
I'm a dog owner, big yes. dog person.
Right. How many dog videos do you watch in a given year?
More on Instagram, the cute dog videos where they're like falling over asleep. So I watch a lot, but I guess I can't really argue the cat video thing because I buy my wife a dog calendar every year.
Right.
Every year, same calendar, same company.
Even in the day of digital calendars, you buy a paper calendar.
That's correct.
That's love, y'all. And then, I'm now realizing that time is marching on. I am not at my 50th birthday yet, but at least I started working on the guest list. Mm-hmm. Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, turned 50 years old yesterday. The Fresh Prince, 50. How did he celebrate? Well, he bungee jumped. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Into the Grand Canyon from a helicopter.
Oh, man, really?
So you got the bungee jump. I'm like, that's kind of crazy. Hey, you're 50. Do that. I could be into the Grand Canyon from a helicopter.
That's crazy.
Say what you want about the Fresh Prince, but this level of terror that people wouldn't wish on their worst enemy. Will did it voluntarily. Thankfully, there's a video. It does a great job of showing us how crazy this is. For starters, while the helicopter took off and flew into position over the Grand Canyon, Will had to be hanging outside the helicopter, just standing on the landing skids. Then, even after the jump, he spent a while being flung around the Grand Canyon without a helmet, clinging to the bungee. He was yelling about how gorgeous everything was, maybe in case those were his last words.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm watching the video right now. Mm-hmm. It looks like his family was there to watch, yes, and also Carlton.
Yes, Alfonso was there to watch him here as they did the live stream of that. So there you go, 50. He bungee jumps out of a helicopter into the Grand Canyon.
Bring it.
Getting jiggy with it all the while.
I love it.
Now I got to redraw all my plans for my 50th birthday party. News 5 coming up next. Plus, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 1065.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, come ride. TKNY, all up in my eye. You got a rider, bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The family of a man killed in a crash early Tuesday morning is questioning why he was being chased by police. 20-year-old Michael Crumpton crashed his car after he ran a red light on Palafox Street in Pensacola. State troopers tell News 5 Crumpton sped off when an officer tried to pull him over.
The FHP told us that he wasn't the driver, that he was a passenger. I'm lost. I'm lost. I don't know what to do.
If you're driving southbound on I-65, you may notice a new billboard soliciting information about a missing mother. The billboard features Daniela Vianne's picture. She was last seen July 17th at a gas station in Mobile. A reward for information about her disappearance is now $5,000. There are currently 40 missing person cases open in Alabama. Last night, family and friends gathered for an annual vigil to honor missing people and victims of homicide. The vigil took place at the Gulf Quest Maritime Museum. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now is the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward. That's exit 5B Muffin and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CBS this morning he is working to set up the next meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, with any meeting probably coming after October. Pompeo says they have to get the conditions right. Senate Republicans are beginning to schedule votes aimed at putting Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court, and the public campaign continues this morning. Kavanaugh attorney Beth Wilkinson putting distance between her client and Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who accuses him of sexual assault in high school.
I don't think they ran in the same social circle, so they may have met on occasion, but he's very sure that the allegations that she made did not occur.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will hear from both Kavanaugh and Ford tomorrow. An archdiocese in Minnesota is bankrupt this morning because of clergy abuse. A $210 million bankruptcy settlement for the St. Paul Archdiocese was approved yesterday as abuse survivors and attorneys crowded the courtroom. Pre-market trading losing ground, but still higher for the day. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Looking to trim its workforce, Verizon Communications has offered early retirement packages to thousands of staffers, including all of its management employees, as part of a broader cost-cutting effort. The largest U.S. wireless carrier is offering voluntary severance packages that include 3 weeks' pay for each year of service, the first such offer in at least 13 years. CBS has named an interim chairman to the board to replace Les Moonves. The company's Tab Media industry veteran Richard Parsons to hold down the post as it tries to reshape its upper command after Moonves' ouster. Parsons is the former chairman of Time Warner and Citicorp. The House and Senate have passed bills that change the way that music is licensed and songwriters are compensated for songs online. The measure creates a new independent entity that will license songs to companies that play music online. The nonprofit collective will then pay songwriters, including those who wrote pre-1970s classics. Those tunes weren't covered by music copyright laws. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, McDonald Road and Belmar Park Drive, they've got a new accident. It's moving out of the roadway. Still there in Moffitt Road between Forest Cove Drive and Southern Beach Road Extension, right by the Piggly Wiggly. It's an accident without injuries, but out in the county, so waiting for the wreckers. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Come see the brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot through Revere double wide and pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So yesterday, holy cow, we had so many issues with traffic problems out there because we had so much ponding on the roadways. Those thunderstorms are training through our area. This morning, it's not like it's not happening, but it seems to be happening to our west and our east, and we're okay right now.
Yeah, we're looking good. Just a few scattered showers out over the Gulf, but we're looking for showers and thunderstorms today. It will be developing, so we'll see periods of rain move through. mixed with some sunshine. Enough sunshine, though, that we should get into the upper 80s this afternoon. But most likely, you will need your umbrella before the day is through. It's going to be another humid day, and some of those showers that move through could produce some very heavy rain in a short period of time. Now, tonight, we'll see some scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another round of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures mainly in the mid-80s. Now, there's an upper air disturbance right now over us, a low-pressure area, and that's helping to settle off the showers and thunderstorms. And it will be a factor again on Friday. Now, there is a cold front on the map this morning. It's up around Memphis. It's going to move into central Mississippi and central Alabama tonight and then stall. And that's going to help and produce the showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow and also into Friday. Over the weekend, that front will dissipate, and we're going to see some higher pressure build over us. And as a result, fewer thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. And the highs on Saturday and Sunday will be in the upper 80s. So we'll see some more sunshine over the weekend. And then early next week, we'll continue with the same pattern of afternoon thunderstorm highs in the upper 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now, there's a disturbance just off the North Carolina coast. Eventually, the next day or two, it's going to move on to the northeast and head out away from the United States out into the North Atlantic. But in the meantime, it's producing some showers right along the North Carolina coast. We do have a couple of named storms way out in the central Atlantic. Leslie, which is mainly a depression, no threat to any land area. And then Kirk. Kirk is approaching the Caribbean. That's in the Atlantic. It lost most of its characteristics there for a day or two, became just remnants. And but now it's rebuilt, back up to a tropical storm with 45-mile-per-hour winds, and it is expected to move into the Caribbean. At that time, things don't look too good for Kirk. It most likely will dissipate because of a very hostile environment there for the tropical storm.
All right. Well, that's good. I don't like hostility unless it's for a tropical storm, and then I'm all for it. So
works out nicely, yes.
It does. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast 24/7. Tropical weather updates all hurricane season long. On the way, we'll check headlines with Kelly. She's going to join us. Jeff Poor joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to talk about with him in Washington, whether it be the UN General Assembly event yesterday as the president spoke for about 40 minutes and kind of complimented some, took to task others. Uh-huh. The Koreas, I think, got some attaboys, right? Iran got some switches.
Oh, yeah.
Saudis. Weird. The Saudis, I thought that in our discussion yesterday with Brendan Kirby, the Saudis got an attaboy at the same time because they're a member of OPEC, got a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan got an attaboy. Israel got an attaboy. We went down the list here. Germany got an Poland got an attaboy. So we'll get into some of that with Jeff coming up. And, of course, the Kavanaugh proceedings. That's coming up after 8 o'clock, and we'll turn up your voice at 343-0106. Coming right back, Kelly's got her headlines.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we explore the changing world of banking in a time of Venmo, PayPal, and extraordinary regulation post-2008 recession. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over 7 decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Bibb Lamar is the president and CEO of Service First Bank's Mobile Area Operations. Alex Arendall is the senior vice president of commercial lending for the Mobile area. To remain relevant to changing customers, their banking model has had to change to become much more nimble and creative, and Service First seems to have the key. The size of Service First deposits would suggest 100 more branches than they actually have. How are they doing so much more with so much less? What's the winning model? For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Dalton Norwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service, and we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tuesday marked National Voter Registration Day, a day designed to get you to register to vote. If you missed out, good news, you have a bit more time, as October the 22nd as a deadline to register if you plan to vote in the state of Alabama in the general election November the 6th. November the 1st is the last day for a voter to get their application in for an absentee ballot. And November the 5th is the last day for voters to hand deliver or postmark their absentee ballot. So you may register to vote as long as you are a citizen of the U.S., reside in the state of Alabama, at least 18 years old on or before Election Day, have not been barred from voting due to a disqualifying felony conviction, or has not been declared mentally incompetent by a court. This is information coming to us from the Alabama Secretary of State's office. They also say you can register to vote all year, except during the 14 days prior to the election and on Election Day. You can submit your voter registration application at alabamavotes.gov. Paper registration forms must be postmarked, hand-delivered to the Board of Registrars, or submitted to a participating agency-based voter registration location. If you've already registered to vote and you move, make sure you immediately notify your local Board of Registrars. If you have more questions, call the Secretary of State at 1-800-274-VOTE. They are celebrating 60 years of giving and taking care of the community by providing vital services, and you are invited to celebrate their efforts Thursday evening. Lifelines is inviting you to Sunsets and Skylines, September the 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. They say to join the board of directors in celebrating 60 years of helping children and families through daily struggles or traumatic events. Through the service line of Rape Crisis Center, Family Counseling Center, Consumer Credit Counseling Center, Outreach and Education, and 211 Helpline, Lifeline served more than 21,000 local people in the year 2017. For more information, hop online and go to lifelinesmobile.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More testimony this morning in the Mary Rice murder trial. Rice is accused in a multi-state murderous crime spree that began with the deaths of Alicia Greer and Jacqueline Moore at a motel in Milton, Florida. Rice's defense team claims Rice was being held against her will by a man named Billy Boyette, who the defense insists was the mastermind behind the week of crimes. Boyette shot and killed himself as police closed in on the pair in Georgia. A murder suspect is in custody this morning after a manhunt in Clark County. 20-year-old Xavier Scott is accused of killing a woman from Huntsville. Chief Deputy Virgil Chapman negotiated with Scott's family and talked him into surrendering. A homeowner defends his property shooting at a potential intruder. Happened yesterday on Haggerty Lane, just off Highway 78 in Mobile County. A woman tells News 5 someone threw a brick through the window of her father's home. The intruder then raised the window but was greeted by gunfire from the homeowner.
Your home's supposed to be your safe place. You know, you just have to keep praying and go on.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Good morning, 7:46 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Former Davidson High School football coach Fred Riley has retired from the high school and has taken a new job with a semi-pro league. Our news partners at WKRG report that Riley will be the new head coach for the Eastern Shore Vikings. Since earlier this year, Riley has been under fire for not doing enough to stop violence in his own team's locker room. Riley was placed on leave as the school district, the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, and the Mobile Police Department investigated a hazing incident from April. In that incident, Rodney Kim Jr. broke an arm as several teammates beat him up in the locker room. That beating was captured on cell phone video, and Riley never faced charges. In the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 7-3. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson left the game due to soreness in his left hand. Swanson underwent tests on Tuesday night. He missed 13 games earlier this season with left wrist inflammation. This year, the former first overall pick is hitting .238 with 14 home runs and 59 RBI. Washington beat Miami 9-4, and Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer picked up his 300th strikeout of the season. That puts Scherzer in elite company. He's only the 17th pitcher since 1900 to strike out 300 in one season. The Chicago Cubs lost to Pittsburgh 6-0. Cubs are only one win from clinching a playoff spot. Chicago's Chris Bryant left last night's game because of a bruised left wrist after he was hit by a pitch. After the game, manager Joe Madden said that the x-rays were negative, but Bryant is not expected to play today. Ryan Braun hit two home runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat St. Louis 12-4. Brewers are one game from clinching a wild card spot in the National League, and the Houston Astros beat Toronto 4-1 for their 100th win this season and to clinch the AL West title. In some sad news from the NFL, the Oakland Raiders announced that former linebacker Neron Ball is in a medically induced coma after a brain aneurysm ruptured on September 16th. The 26-year-old was diagnosed while playing at the University of Florida with a rare congenital condition called AVM, in which the brain's blood vessels get tangled and rupture. He underwent emergency surgery after physicians discovered a brain bleed prior to his sophomore year and sat out the entire 2011 season. Once Ball resumed playing football, he continued to play well for the Gators and was selected by the Raiders in the fifth round of the 2015 draft. He played six games for Oakland in 2015 and even rose to a starting role before a knee injury derailed his career. Doctors had told Ball and his family that it was unlikely his AVM would recur and that football presented no specific danger in his case. 7:49 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Hey, just on a side note, health issue thing here. Can we, before we finish up today, can you explain to me what happened with the rapper who was hospitalized for overdosing on Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Lil Xan.
Flaming Hot Cheeto overdose.
That's correct. I can try to explain it.
All right. We'll try to get to that here in just a second.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely with lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone, for the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center. We've got light traffic. Airport, Old Shell, Spring Hill to Moffitt, 65. You'll see some delays, but no wrecks in the roadway. Schillinger and Three Notch from Tillman's Corner. Theodore, Highway 90 and Range Line looks good so far. From Daphne and Spanish Ford, no wrecks reported in the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about some work trucks. What do you got, Larry?
You know, we got some great fresh trade-ins. I'll give you an example. I got a 2003 2500 HD extended cab. I got a 2003 one-owner extended cab, two-wheel drive, half-ton. I got an 04 Dodge Dakota extended cab. I got a 2002 Chevrolet Avalanche, a 2003 F-150 extended cab, and the good news there, all under $5,000.
Wow. Well, you know, you talk about some of those bigger trucks, too. Sometimes people say, hey, I want a big truck to haul things with, but I don't want to drive it every day. Often people look for that kind of truck for a third vehicle.
Absolutely. You know, they're all mechanically sound. You know, yeah, they may need a little cosmetic work like me and you, but, you know.
Love it.
They are what they are.
All right. So we're going to come out and check out those vehicles. Give us directions.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
All right.
These are a little cosmetic work. I hear you. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:53, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The friendly skies grounded after Delta Airlines issues a ground stop impacting thousands of passengers due to what they call a technology issue. On Tuesday, Delta IT teams tweeted out that they were working diligently to address a technology issue impacting some of our systems. We have issued a Delta ground stop as we work to bring systems back up as quickly as possible. There has been no disruption or safety issue with any Delta flight currently in the air. We apologize to all customers for this inconvenience. And then about an hour later, the next tweet by the airliner said, quote, at Delta teams have restored all IT systems after a technology issue briefly affected some of our systems this evening. All ground stops have been lifted. At this hour, officials have not said as to what type of technology issue impacted the company's systems. We do know the ground stop lasted about an hour and was only limited to the United States. Customers flying today or tomorrow are encouraged to check their flight status on Delta.com. And you know, they say you know you're famous when you only go by one name. So may I introduce you to the newly named Duncan. Oh yes, no more Dunkin' Donuts. It's just Duncan, according to Twitter. Here's the tweet. It's official. We're going by Duncan now. After 68 years of America running on Duncan, we're moving to a first name basis. They then included the emoji of the heart. And they say, excited to be BFF status with you all. And then they have dancing young ladies, coffee, and a donut emoji, all in that order. Hashtag first name basis, hashtag besties. Enjoy your morning. Enjoy your cup of joe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. So, yeah, so this story, you mentioned it yesterday, mm-hmm. that I see it more about this. I hate to say it, but it's when we hear that there's somebody from the entertainment or music business overdoses.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing new, sadly enough, and I'm usually going, well, what drug are they on? So it caught my attention when I see the headline, rapper Lil Xan said he had to go to the hospital this week because he ate too many hot Cheetos.
Yes.
Okay. Help me here.
Okay. First off,
Lil Xan, because I do not know Lil Xan. And I'm, you know, I mean, for an old guy, I'm fairly hip mm-hmm. with rap music, but I don't know Lil Xan.
I had heard the name Lil Xan. Okay. I knew that he was a rapper. It's what they call SoundCloud rappers, this new generation. A lot of people call them mumble rappers, kind of one and the same, where they mumble their right. way through a song.
The opposite of, we talked about Will Smith earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Who is very specific and articulate with his rap.
That's correct.
The mumble rapper would be the opposite.
Yes, and so this kid's name is Lil Xan, just turned 22 years old, okay. Known for, he's kind of emo, you know, kind of sad songs. He's not really rapping about the traditional raps. Yeah, not so much jewelry rap.
Not like my Adidas from DMC back in the day?
Not at all. So he's named Lil Xan, used to have a Xanax addiction, apparently.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, he fought that. Overcame it. Now he fights against Xanax addiction. Okay. Actually, his top song charted 64th on the top 100, and it's about not doing Xanax. So anyway,
we all have to have a cause.
He was rushed to the hospital this week, and you would think maybe a drug addiction, maybe he had a drug overdose, mm-hmm. maybe Xanax. I mean, it's right there in his name. No, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. He says he ate one too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and it ruptured something in his stomach. He began bleeding internally. He upchucked, and that's where he discovered that he had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto problem, so he was rushed to the hospital. He says he's not on drugs, but that everything is fine.
He had the... Is there a story here that Flamin' Hot Cheetos... I saw something... Wasn't it last year some woman said her daughter had to have surgery because Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I think so. And, well, you know, Cheetos are a pretty rough substance. I mean, they're kind of tougher than your normal chip. I don't think it's the hotness that gets you.
It's the... What, it's the 80 grit?
The hotness gets you addicted. The saltiness, I guess. That's what makes you keep putting it in your mouth.
Okay.
And then you eat so many Cheetos, eventually it ruptures your stomach, I guess.
There you go. From the medical files, Lil Xan and the Flamin' Hot Cheetos OD. We'll be right back. Hour number three, Jeff Poore's on the way. We make a mean team, I need it for me. We get around together, we're down forever, and we won't be mad with more than that.